Just a moment, sir, for the president.
Ms. McCammon?
Yes, Speaker McCormick is on.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you, my beloved?
Oh, my. Oh, I'm very, very happy. Boy, well, you know how I feel.
Well, Lady Bird and I were just thinking of you and Ms. McCormick and thinking about how much we loved you and how wonderful you'd been to us. And we owe the good Lord a lot, but I guess that he's been unusually generous in his friendships like yours.
Well, you know how much the McCormick think of you and Mrs. Johnson all through the years, not as president, but before that.
Tell Miss Harriet I haven't got anything but a big campaign deficit, but I'm going down before I leave and get her some pralines.
Oh, get her some pralines.
Tell her old Thornberry's not looking after her like he ought to.
I'll tell her that. I'll call her up after we get through.
John, you had a wonderful meeting in Boston. You had a wonderful meeting.
Oh, it was great.
I was glad that you made me go up there. I feel better because I knew how they felt, but I wanted them to know how I felt by them.
Yeah, well, you made that impression all right.
I didn't think we needed to go, but, I mean, for the votes, but I thought it was a mighty good thing for the family.
Well, it made me very, very happy when you came up, and you helped a tremendous deal. Too bad Bilotti just failed to get through, but that's due to some local conditions over which you or I had no control.
Well, it's a great victory. It's a great tribute to you and what you did in the House of Representatives and your program, and it's going to be easier, I think, on you now.
Well, much easier, thank God, and not much easier on your program. And you're not calling a special session, are you?
No.
Because I think, you see, it'll only be about a month, and then we'd be better off next January with these new boys in.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We can start off and be in a much better shape.
Yeah, I think that's right. We got rid of our Republicans in Texas. We cleaned them out of the legislature and we cleaned them out of the Congress.
I'd say so. Tremendous. You remember some months ago, I said that Goldwater wouldn't get more than 8 states.
Yeah.
More.
That's right.
So he'd get 8, but more, no, I wouldn't get more than 8 states.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess he's going to get Arizona. It's wobbling. They haven't counted the absentees, but we listed him when our poll sheets, they showed him 6, and that's what it looks like he's going to get.
Yes.
Our polls were remarkably accurate, John.
Amazingly so.
Just unbelievable. At Texas, 63, and it's 63.1.
Amazingly so. And you showed us the polls when you were up in Boston, remember?
Yeah.
And you had them all listed.
Yeah.
Right down. Where are you now?
I'm at the ranch.
Good. How long are you going to stay there?
Oh, as long as they let me, as long as they don't get in trouble, I guess this week.
Well, that's good. You need it.
I'm going to, I just thought I'd call a few friends today and get out and get some sunshine after a while.
Well?
Looks like you're going to pick up about 40 in the house.
We're, at the present time, we're 37 ahead.
37. Well,
I thought with Ken Hardy.
I thought the paper said 39.
Well, he says 37 and there's 3 seats uncertain.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well.
Well, the most we ever predicted, well, most of us figured was not more than 20.
Yeah.
Here's 37. I'll probably go one or two higher, but that's amazing.
Well, now, Charlie's got a bunch of, he's got 10 or 15 like Connie and John Lindsay and them over there in his outfit that you can get, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Furthermore, there's going to be a lot of those fellows now are going to change their tunes.
Yeah.
Because the ones who were, a good part of the ones who were licked among them were those, what they called the Young Turks, you know.
Yeah.
They were bitter.
Yeah. I'm glad we cleaned out Iowa like we did.
Yes, and Gross is only a few hundred votes ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're hopeful of picking up his seat when there's a recapitulation next week.
Yeah.
But it's only, I guess, about 260 votes ahead, he is.
They got old Ben Jensen, didn't they?
Yeah, they got them all. I just talked with Neil Smith a little while ago.
Yeah. Well, we had more million states than we ever had. I guess we carried Massachusetts by a million, didn't we?
Over a million, 100 and some odd thousand.
We got over a million in Illinois and a million in Ohio and 1.4 million in Pennsylvania. And I guess New York's close to 3 million now.
Yes, but you carried Massachusetts by a million, 100 and some odd thousand votes.
How did Teddy run? Did I run up with Teddy?
Oh, yes, you ran ahead of Teddy.
Uh-huh.
You ran a couple of 100,000 votes ahead of him.
Is that right?
About 150,000 votes ahead. Eddie's with me, sitting with me.
Tell him, let me talk to him.
Wait a minute, the president wants to talk with you, Eddie. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Eddie, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, we were all thrilled with that great, great endorsement of your administration.
Well, I love that visit I had with you up there. Yeah, that Boston's a pretty good town, isn't it?
Well, it's a good town for you, as you've often said, Austin to Boston. They think highly of you.
Well, you're mighty wonderful. Take good care of John now.
Oh, yeah, tremendous endorsement all over.
I'll see you.
Hold on a minute now. Yes, Mr. President.
John, what was your margin?
The last reports I got, I was 82,000 votes ahead with about 30 precincts still in. My ratio is about 75%. Funny thing about it, they didn't bother me, but I did the work to roll up the vote without campaigning openly. But it was a great tribute, you know, of confidence, and I got probably about 75% of the vote.
That's wonderful.
They had a Negro running against me. Can you imagine that?
Well, you and John Connolly get such margins, they're vulnerable. He got about 70%.
Yeah, well, in my district, they're very kind. I got about 75% of the vote.
Give Harriet my love.
I certainly shall, Mr. President, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
You figure out how we can get these administration measures up without having to Howard Smith wreck us.
Well, don't worry. I'll level on that.
We got to figure out some way where you're the boss up there, not Howard Smith.
Now, listen, in thick and confidence.
Yeah.
There's two men who deserted. Watson of South Carolina and John Bell Williams of South Carolina. Watson of North Carolina. Williams of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I don't think they ought to have the privilege of a Democratic member.
No, I wouldn't. If they didn't support the ticket, I'd...
It's one thing if a fellow looked out for himself, but they went out and supported Goldwater.
I just put him with Goldwater's crowd.
Well, I'm glad to hear, because 4 years ago I wanted Sam to do that with the ones then, you know, on the Rules Committee fight.
Yeah.
And while I agreed with his judgment then, I went along. Nevertheless, I don't know why we should. We can deny them the privileges of a Democrat.
You just got to do that. You can't be letting people have a premium on treason.
Treasonable, and here's Williams, who's the next man on interstate and foreign commerce. In other words, if we just simply treat them as being the same as a third-party member, then all they do is get whatever little committee we want to give them, and they go to the bottom.
That's exactly what I do.
Now, I'm telling you, I'm glad that I had it in mind, because you read a lot, you know, but I want you to know just how my thoughts were running on that. And I think we ought to get the 21-day rule back.
I'd sure get something where I could get things up in that house. I wouldn't be having to curry with Judge Smith the whole time.
21-day rule was very helpful.
Well.
Then we ought to have to do something on where we don't have to get unanimous consent to send a bill to conference.
That's right.
And there's one or two other things added, but the 21-day rule will have a very strengthening effect.
I'd just sure get that list up, and let's talk about it next week or so, because I think if you get these 40 new men in there, I guess you'll lose 40 from the South, and you can probably, Charlie, keep 100 heads, but you can outvote him, and we ought to, when you adopt those rules, we ought to stop all this foolishness about not getting a bill to conference without Howard Smith's consent.
Exactly.
And we just ought to have to go around begging like me and you did this last year. It's just not the president and the speaker above that, and we just might as well put it on the line or get out.
Exactly.
And no use having the people vote for you and then turn it over to them without a fight.
I agree.
So I just think that, I know what Lou and some of these boys are awful cautious and so forth, but I just feel like it. Mr. Rayburn used to say to me, About the Senate, he said, I like you to be deliberate, and I know what you think it ought to be allowed to talk. But he said, the body has got to be able to work its will. And it may not work it in an hour, but it's got to be able to work it in a day or a week. Now, we've got to work our will, and you can't work your will when Howard Smith can keep a bill from going to conference or Gross can stop it. You can't work a will when the free people of the United States give you a 15 million mandate and you can't even get up a bill. And the speaker has to go around and beg and pat backs, and the president has to call and talk to Ms. St. George and stuff like that. It's just not right, and we ought to get a 3 weeks rule or 2 weeks calendar or something else. And you got to, whoever you put on that rules committee, I'd put old Claude Pepper, because I got, he's a fighter, and I was in Florida with him, and he helped us carry Florida.
But I told you.
Yeah, I know, we talked about it.
Who I had in mind.
Yeah, I know, we talked about it.
Yes,
sir, you're damn right. It's wonderful with me. He's a McCormick man. He's a Johnson man. He's a Democrat.
He is, and he's an American.
Yes, he bet he is, and I just get it all done at one time. These people in these 45 states now, 44 states, District Columbia, they didn't vote for Howard Smith.
No.
And he's a good man, and he's an able man, but he's representing another century, and Goldwater represented his viewpoint, and they got six states.
Exactly.
And the people, 15 million of them, say they want to move ahead.
That's correct.
And if we don't move with them, they're going to move over us.
That's right.
And so you'll just list 1, 2, 3, 4, how to get your bill up, how to get your bill to conference, what you're going to do with John Bell Williams. Something happens to Orrin Harris, we don't want him chairman of that committee. We don't want others to think they can get out here and quit us and get rewarded for it. We got to set an example, and let's get it done and talk about it in a week or so. Just me and you, keep it quiet, and then we'll go out and get the votes to do it.
All right, Mr. President.
Bye.
Bye.